Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. It's a special evening edition tonight of the show. I'm very, very excited. Our guest tonight's just cool, turned up to 10. I am ready for the show tonight. I've got my super dark black cup of coffee here. My vape is filled with the essence of my enemies, and man, I'm really excited. This is a very cool movie. Danny and I watched it. Danny, my wife, for those who don't know, watched it the other night, and we really enjoyed it. So I'd like to, without further ado, welcome an actress, writer, director of Girl, Girl Scene, Tucky Williams. Tucky, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I am having you ever just have a good day or just, you know, you feel like you should go to the track because the horse is going to win, man. It's just, I'm having one of those days.
Are you having one of those days? That's great. I'm glad.
I am.
That's so great. Good.
They're not always this way. So I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Now, Tucky, you are out of, you're in Lexington, Kentucky, I believe, right?
That's right. I am, yeah.
Nice. Nice. I just had another filmmaker on the show, probably a few weeks ago. He did a documentary about the Eastern Cemetery there and that whole scandal. So Lexington's an interesting town. It's definitely in the forefront of my brain. And it looks like a fun town after watching your film.
Oh, yes. It's a fun town. It's wonderful. It's like sort of like Austin, Texas, I would say, equivalent to
nice.
That, about the same size, same kind of attitude.
Oh, that's cool. That's
yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, it is.
I always have
me,
a good time in Austin. I haven't partied it or hung out in, you know, it's so interesting because I think I was telling you off mic before the show that I used to spend a lot of time in clubs and whatnot, my younger wolfing around days. And usually when I have a guest on, I'm like, oh, yeah, there was a club I used to go to in Albuquerque, New Mexico called this. And I'll have some story. I have no Lexington, Kentucky stories. None at all. But it looks fun, you know. It's got that
Yeah,
vibe.
My stories can make up for yours. So we can. I'll let you have some of mine. I have plenty.
There you go. Now, I was doing a little bit of research. It's very interesting. Your background... you went to school for journalism and then wound up becoming a meteorologist, right?
Yes, that's right. So I was interning at a TV station, and then I ended up headed back to the weather center one day, and I realized that was where I really belonged. So I had to get another degree in meteorology. So I went and got that.
Nice. So do people still call you and say, well, what's the weather going to be like this weekend? And you're like, I don't know.
Well, interesting thing, I'm a woman, so people actually tell me what the weather's going to be. And I go, oh, you know, actually, I'm probably the one who should be telling you, but it's okay. I'm used to it.
I hear you. You know, all that book learning and whatnot, right?
My mom calls and asks what the weather's going to be, and I appreciate that. She knows that I can probably tell her pretty accurately.
Nice. Now, Girl, Girl Scene, though, it's kind of interesting and it confused me a little bit. First off, when I was contacted, I believe, by one of your press people, Todd, I believe, and he had mentioned that you had some backlash when the movie came out. And then I was looking at IMDb, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but it seemed like you had released the movie and then re-released it, and then a television series spawn from that, if I'm understanding correctly, or am I just totally discombobulated on that.
Well, it's kind of the movie and the TV series have the same name, which is Girl, Girl Scene. And I didn't really retitle them. Mm-hmm. I just refer to them as Girl, Girl Scene, the TV series, and Girl, Girl Scene, the movie. So that's what's going on there.
Gotcha.
So the TV series came out on Amazon, I think, we shot it earlier. But it came out on Amazon January of 2017. And then the movie came out, I think, February of 2019. Yeah.
Nice.
Because the TV series did really, really well on Amazon. I was really happy with how it performed. And so I thought, well, I want to make a movie now.
And how hard could it be, right? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
My hat goes off. I'm a painter by trade, you know, and what I do is easy peasy. It's just, you know, you paint a picture of somebody, big deal. And then it's on to the next. Making a movie, I mean, that's a huge undertaking, you know, and just, I can't even imagine the scope of it, you know. Was it a long process? Well, probably not, right? Because the TV series went well. How long was it when you decided from concept to completion for the movie?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so concept was probably around Thanksgiving of 2017. We shot it March, April, May. Well, I mean, it was not many days. It was an 11-day shoot, but we spread it out over different weeks in March, April, and then the first weekend of May of 2018, and then the movie came out February 2019. So that's actually pretty fast for a movie. But you know, it is pretty high stress. I mean, when we were in the production phase, that was, you know, I was directing it and I was producing it at the same time. And so it was really, and I was acting in it too. That was just as a side thing. I was acting it, yeah. Like that comes in last. But so it was, I mean, it was sort of like, I told you it was like having a job on Wall Street. It was just nonstop. The cool thing is, though, I loved it and it was worth it. But oh my God, it's pretty stressful to have everything planned out ahead of time and then make sure it's executed properly. But I mean,
and then somebody shows up with a haircut or something. You're like, you can't do that.
That did happen a little bit, but it wasn't too bad. Really? But it was what happened. Poor thing. She had a great haircut. You couldn't really tell, but right before she came, she had it like trimmed. And it was short hair. She had it trimmed. Mm. And like right after you have your hair trimmed, it doesn't look right for about a week or two. It needs to grow out a little bit. So she showed up and I was like, oh my God, her hair is really short. But then 2 weeks later, she came back for the second half of her shoot and it looked fine. So about 50% of the time her hair is really, really, really short. And the other 50% of the time it's just right. So that was okay. That was the only hair situation.
Yeah. It was fantastic. I really liked it. And like I said, we sat down. It's a 2-hour film, a little longer than 2 hours, I believe. And that's a big production. You know, we're not talking, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not putting anything down. I'm not throwing shade, as the youngsters say, you know, against shorts or anything. But this wasn't a 15-minute short. This was a feature film. That's a giant undertaking. I'm just amazed at the scope and that you did it. How inspiring, you know,
thank you.
You made it happen. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Cool, yes. And I had some great people helping me. I have my friends and colleagues, Mark and Jerry and Todd, and they are tremendous. And I could not have done this without them. So a lot of credit to them, really. I mean, bless them. They've been true angels.
That's awesome. That's cool. You know, and that really goes to show, and I want, because I know we have a lot of people that listen to the show and whatnot, and it doesn't matter what type of creative project you're doing. You know, you could be making the best brownies in town. It doesn't matter. But Tucky points something out that's so important that I found, at least, is you have to surround yourself with a good team, you know, a good team. Yes, you can be the quarterback and run the ball down the field, but it's a lot easier if you got other people out there with you, you know, helping make that happen.
And positive energy is huge, and not enough can be said about positive energy.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of that, in the initial email, Todd contacted me, which I thought was very cool. He had mentioned a little bit of bumps in the road. You had some incel people leaving negative reviews and stuff, and you had a little bit of issue. I mean, was it the LGBT, the gay girl thing? I mean, were these guys just creeps? What was the deal there?
Yeah, well, they sort of organized and came after me. So basically, here's the timeline. Mm. The movie came out, and not a lot of people watched it at first, but then it started getting a ton of attention. So for 2 months, I was really happy because it was getting tons of attention and all. But at the same time, there were these crazy, nasty reviews, and it was getting one star bombed on Amazon. And it was really, I mean, there was definitely an organized effort from incels and MRA, men's rights activists. And they were just, their issue with the film was that they thought it was going to be pornography. There's nothing in the material that supports it being pornography at all. They thought it was going to be pornography for whatever reason. And then their complaint was that it wasn't. So that was their issue with the film. But I mean, whose fault is that? I mean, they're just
plenty of websites. Yeah, no,
that's
yeah.
what I'm saying. If you just be on the internet, it'll happen to you accidentally if you find it. And
exactly,
so,
what a bunch of
creeps. Issue seemed to be that they just think, and I think this is a common thought, which is that people feel whatever about gay people, but lesbians, for whatever reason, are extremely sexualized in our culture. And it's sort of that, if it's a lesbian thing, then it must be pornography. Which is very sad, and we need to move past that. So this was a good example of that happening, and people just couldn't conceive that maybe there would be a movie that's solely about lesbians that does talk, that has sex in it, has as much sex in it as any R-rated film. Like, not, I mean, it's just very clean.
Right.
It's about love lives. It's about their love lives. So there is, you know, there are like three love scenes in it. Let's put it that way, love scenes. But people were wanting dirty sex scenes, and that is not in there. So it's just, they were expecting, because it was lesbian, that it would be dirty love scenes, dirty sex scenes. Instead, they got very realistic love scenes, and they weren't happy about that. So they came after me pretty hardcore, and then Amazon, I don't know, I guess their algorithms or something, they took the film down, and they said it was due to viewer feedback. And that was horrible.
Hmm.
So I tried to
and
go through the right process.
And that's kind of crappy, because I am an Amazon Prime member, and I've scrolled through films on Amazon, and there are some terrible,
some vile stuff.
I didn't
on
know
there.
You could.
Some vile stuff.
You know,
well,
I mean, just terrible. This one.
Yeah, and obscene stuff too on there, which fine, but fine to have obscene stuff, but this movie isn't not anything close to that. And so I went through the proper process of filing an appeal. And I didn't hear anything for 4 weeks, and I kept trying. So then I contacted After Ellen, which is the world's largest lesbian website, and Memory Joelle is the editor-in-chief, and she did an investigative report into it. And 2 weeks later, she published an article about it. And then once that came out, I told everybody in the world, I said, let Amazon know how you feel about this. And so the fans were amazing, even some journalists. Some well-known national journalists got involved, and they spread the story, and everybody I know wrote an email to Amazon. And all of a sudden, one day, my friend in France, she all of a sudden wrote to me at 5 a.m. And she said, this is 2 weeks after the After Ellen story came out. My friend in France, she wrote to me, she said, the movie's back up. I said, what?
Oh.
So I looked, and the movie was back up. And I mean, talk about an amazing story. I just couldn't believe it. So it's really a testament to, even though there are very, very bad people in the world, there are a whole lot more good people who are willing to stand up to evil. And so that this ends up being a good story in the end. Yeah.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beatty, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
And, you know, one of the cool things that I dig about more exposure for any of the LGBTQ plus, et cetera, community is, it's interesting. I'm an old man. You know, I was raised in the 80s, and I remember, there was a couple gals in my high school that got a lot of grief from not nice grief either. And I don't see, I don't think that happens today, because I know some, my wife's into the cosplay scene, these conventions and stuff, and there's quite a few gay girls in that. And I don't hear the stories like I remember seeing, when I was a youngster. So I think it's getting better. I think it has a ways to go, though. But the cool thing is here you have a romance, a comedy romance film, drama film, and it shows youngsters, young people, maybe in their 20s, they're not alone. They're what they're doing is natural and normal, and they're having the same type of issues that other people have. And I think that's a positive thing, That's just my 2 cents, but I think there needs to be more of that, It's life's too short.
Right. I want to say something first off, which is that I just took a sip from my water bottle and it made a really weird noise. And if people heard that, I want them to know
it didn't even come
bottle.
Up. You're fine.
Okay. Okay, but yeah, representation.
No, the bong
is very, very, very
hit.
Important
no, I'm
thing.
Kidding. I'm
well, representation is important for these underserved communities, and I'm
absolutely
so happy to have been a part of that for as long as I have been a part of it. I'm just so happy, and especially, I started out just because I wanted to make movies, but this wonderful side benefit is hearing from people who say that their lives have been affected and sometimes even profoundly changed by having watched something I've done, and that's great that I've been able to reach people who otherwise wouldn't have been reached. It just makes me unbelievably happy to hear how happy I've made them, and I'm just so great. I'm grateful. That's probably been the best part. That's been the biggest success, is and what feels the best is knowing that I mean, it's just so rewarding to know that you've helped someone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's cool, too. And it's a good movie, you know. And don't let these, you know, I know that we just met, you know, we became friends on social media and whatnot. And, you know, and here we are doing the show. But take my advice. Don't let these jerks get to you. You know, that just means you're being successful when people start. When you get the haters, you know, but it does
that
suck when it affects,
yeah.
when they affect your, yeah, exactly, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I remember years ago, I was living out in California, and it was the first time I got a little bit of notoriety, you know, started making a little bit of money and
mm-hmm.
getting my name in the paper and whatnot, and
yeah.
man, I started getting a lot of just terrible emails, you know, I mean, just horrible
oh,
stuff.
Yeah.
You'd open it up and you'd you know, I'm from jealous people and stuff. And I remember I was talking to my father on the phone one day, and he said, man, you sound down. And I said, yeah. I said, well, so I didn't want to mention anything, but this is what's going on. And he said, oh, it sounds like you're doing well. You know, it sounds
oh,
like you're being successful.
I love that. That's great.
Yeah, and I kind of enjoyed it. And then I thought about it a second, and I said, you know what I'm going to do? So I put a whole page on my website called Hate Mail, and I posted all
oh,
the
no.
hate mail where people
oh,
can
no.
make comments on it and critique
that's
it.
That's brave.
You know?
Oh, my
and
gosh.
It was, and that, you know, it was hilarious. And it went on for about 2 months. And then people just got bored because they're like, well, he's using us, you know?
right.
People are taking his side. What's up with this?
Okay.
And then it just phased out, you know? But, yeah, you know, there's going to be jerks out there. And especially, you know, it stinks because I know that there's this terrible, and not all guys have this, I really, but there are a few, and it only takes a couple bad apples to make everybody look bad, where they're like, oh, it's, you know, these girls are pretty, and they're kissing, and oh, you know, they just need a guy, and blah, blah. No, they're fine.
Oh, God.
They don't. you know, get real.
Yeah.
You know, and they get mad when that isn't an option, I guess. And but I'm not justifying their behavior. Don't act like that, man. I don't know. You know, it's. I don't mean to get on a soapbox. I apologize, but it annoys me when I hear that.
Right. You know, it was horrible. The reviews are still up on Amazon. You can go look at them. They're really pretty vile. They're anti everything. They're racist, anti-Semitic, obviously sexist. Obviously lesbophobic and homophobic, just, you know, and it was all, a lot of it seemed to be from people who hadn't actually watched the film, which was bizarre. And
right.
one of my friends pointed out that there was a 7-paragraph review, but in the beginning, the guy says he only watched 15 minutes. So how
wow.
did he get that?
That worked
he made
out.
Up his mind.
Woo.
That's why it seemed to be an organized effort to take the movie down. You know, I really wish, you know, like it still has, I think, like 2 stars on Internet Movie Database. And, you know, that's not good. I wish I could do something about that. But, you know, I get to talk to you about it and I get to talk about how this is
absolutely.
A problem. So that's the upside to it.
Well, and I want to tell our listeners, here's what you can do. This shows the power, and Tucky already mentioned, you know, the power of organized, it doesn't have to be negative like these incels were doing. It can be positive, too. You know, they got the movie back. Everybody wrote letters. Here's what you can do, listeners. If you want, you know, if this is your thing, and you watch Girl Scene, which is, you know, like I said, I really enjoyed it. Me and Danny watched it the other night. What you can do once you write it, hit that review, even if it's a sentence, you know, hey, this was cool, I like this, or whatever, you know, just throw that feedback in there. And what that does is that changes the algorithm. And that's how we fight, you know, you punch these guys in the nose metaphorically. You know what I mean? Is it's when there's way more positive reviews than there are negative, that all changes. And so I want everybody to
yeah,
listen,
thank you for saying that. You really have it figured out. And what I tell people, like when I write reviews, like they'll want me to write a review of a book. So, you know, I'll give it 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be like, well, you have to say something. I put, this is a good book. That's my review. You know, I think people think they have to write some kind of epic thing, but I mean, you can just write, you know, two words.
Right.
Good.
It's not
movie.
A thesis.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
All you just have to do is put. You don't even do that. Just put good, and then you know, send it mm-hmm. in, and they, you know, that counts as a review. They just want a word or two, and then hey, yeah, I that's
absolutely.
All you can do, people. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And if anybody listening does want to write a thesis on girl scene, well, that would be the coolest thesis ever. And, you know, you would definitely graduate grad school. So there you go.
Right.
How about that?
Oh, yeah. With that material, if you wrote a thesis on that, yes, you could graduate. You could. Yeah, you could write a thesis on that. There's a lot there.
You could spend days on Dove's hair.
Right.
My
right.
wife, Jenny, was a fan. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
All of you.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of the characters in this movie, now it was great acting. Did you go through a casting company, or did you know these ladies, or how
no.
did that come
Well,
about?
I knew two of them, but casting, I had 2,000 applicants for this movie.
Really?
And yeah.
Wow.
And so I got the best talent out there. And I mean, I think you can tell. You can tell, you know, you mentioned Dove. I mean, and the girl who played Ryan, I had really been working really hard.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't find the right Ryan, but I just couldn't find the perfect one. And my mother said, this is the last day. Like, after today, don't do anything. And the very last person who submitted was the girl I ended up casting. Yes!
Nice.
She did such a good
nice.
Job. Nice. Oh, yeah, I was really lucky that I got those performances.
Your mom sounds like a very wise woman.
Yeah, she's
definitely
very supportive.
Keep her on board
yeah.
for the next one.
Oh, yeah. Well,
she
definitely was a producer on this movie. Whether I wanted her to be or not, she just killed herself. She worked so hard on this movie. And one time she showed up and she was sick, and I couldn't get her to leave. So, you know Amanda, who played Bridget?
Mm-hmm.
The character, she has blonde hair. She looks like an angel, and she is an angel, but she looks like it. She actually looks like an angel. And so I said to her, I said, will you please get my mother to leave and go home? She's sick. So apparently my mother said she was determined to stay and help out. And then she said, and then this angel appeared and told me to go home. So she did.
There you go.
I know.
Nice.
That was good. And then she was better the next day, and because she went home and got some rest. So that was really great that Amanda did that for her, and I'm really going to be forever grateful for that.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a great
now,
story. I love these little stories that people don't know, like, about movies. I love to tell those. I love to hear those, like, these funny little stories you would never know. So I think it's great when I'm able
absolutely.
To tell them about my own movie.
Well, you know, and it's cool. I'm one of those cats, if I get a Blu-ray or something, I'll watch the extra scenes. And I'm not even in the film business. I just love that kind of stuff, you know.
Me too.
I like
yeah.
the bloopers you guys did in the credits at the end. You know what I mean?
Oh, thank you.
I'm like, fantastic. Very 80s, you know.
Right,
they were funny.
Right. Right. Yeah, I said we have to put these in here. And so we did.
Tucky was trying to hold it together in a couple of them, but, you know, a very serious scene, and no.
You know, I couldn't, with that girl who played Ryan, I just couldn't, and there's a scene where she's in my kitchen, and she's upset because she's just been drugged, and, you know, she was, if you watch the movie, I just couldn't do the scene without smiling. I mean, I just couldn't. I couldn't
right.
keep my... I just, and I mean, I was, when I would talk to her, I wouldn't look at her, and I just couldn't hold it together no matter what I did.
That's awesome. Now, I wanted to say, I was looking at your IMDb page, and I know we're talking about girl scene, and I want everybody to watch it. We have links to it and all of that. But Tucky, you've been in a lot of other stuff as well, and I see here a video game, TV series, you know, a short, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So you're normally acting and whatnot, and then with this one, this is the first one you said, well, the television show, I guess, came first, and then you did the movie. That's phenomenal. I mean, it was just something you said, I'm just going to do it. I'm doing it. I'm going to write the checks, baby. Here it goes.
Oh, yeah. I honestly, when the TV show started, I was like, oh, we might put it on YouTube and it'll get like 5,000 views, whatever. So then when this happened, I was just, oh, man. I was like, oh, this is what I've been waiting for all my life. Right. And I'm so happy that it took off.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
That's awesome. Let me ask you, though, you know, we talked a little bit about your schooling and background and working at the TV station and whatnot. Did you know as a youngster, though, as a girl, did you know that, you know, acting and performing was going to be it? Or did you have other plans? Or how was all that?
Well, no, I didn't think that I could go anywhere with it in Kentucky, and I didn't want to leave Kentucky. So I gave up on it, and I decided to do meteorology, which is sort of it's close to it being on television. I was also co-hosting a morning show, so you know you're still performing. Yeah, so it's still kind of performance,
right.
But with the science part, which makes it really cool. So I thought that's what I would do in my life. I decided that combined the performance part with having a nice responsible career, but you know then I started being in these other people's independent films and I loved it and I just kept going with it and then I got into my own stuff.
Nice. And you even did a paranormal show I'm seeing on here.
I did a lot of
ghosts and UFOs and fun.
Yeah, well,
that's cool.
My origins are in horror. And so it's great that I've been able to keep doing that.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to ask, because Girl Scene was so cool and whatnot, and these other shows as well, are the gears turning? I know how you Hollywood types can be. Sometimes you can't talk about things till all the T's are crossed and I's dotted. Is there future projects you can mention at this point that you're working on?
Oh, sure. Well, stuff is in the works that I can't talk about. But what I can talk about is I had another TV series on Amazon called Dagger Kiss, and there's a movie version of that coming out very soon. So that's
awesome.
Something that people can look forward to. Yeah.
Now, what vein is that in, Dagger Kiss?
Well, Dagger Kiss was kind of an accident. I just thought it was going to be, like, not even a streaming series. I mean, an actual web series. Mm-hmm. This was just so low budget. It's a fantasy, science fiction kind of thing. And for some reason,
watching this,
even though the budget was so tiny, and we didn't have money for anything. And it ended up being popular, and I really don't know why. I mean, it's a really cute story, and we had great acting, and I guess that's the reason why, but it's just so low budget, and it was just, I'm just so happy. Like, a review came out for it recently. It was released a while ago, and someone just wrote a review of it. People just have very sentimental feelings about it. It takes people back to a time, I think, I don't know, like in the 80s, there were a lot of movies that came out, like Conan the Barbarian and Red Sonja and all that fantasy stuff, and it harkens back to that time, and I think people, it's just a kind, gentle movie. It's innocent. There aren't any dark themes. It's all very positive, and it's it's reached people in a way that I didn't expect it to. Like, the people who enjoy it are, like, I thought it would kind of be teenage girls, but teenage girls do like it. But I mean, it's everybody who likes it, and I'm blown away by that. I can't believe it. I really got lucky with that. And the girl scene, two of them were in it. The one who played Bridget, that's Amanda. Yeah, and then the one who played Trista is Ronnie. So the two, they were both in Dagger Kiss, and that's how I met Amanda. And of course, I've known Ronnie forever, so she's been in everything I've done. But that led to them being in Girl Scene.
Well, there you go. See, there you go. Mm-hmm. It just goes to show, folks. You know, no matter what business you're in, make friends, because you never know where it'll lead.
Oh, so
your
true.
Big break.
So true.
Absolutely. I tell everybody, it doesn't matter what type of creative field you're in. One of my biggest things I harp on, I'm like, go spend the $20, get some business cards made. look professional when you hand them out.
Mm-hmm.
And go to, if you're in the movie business like you are, go to every film festival you can go to and meet as many people as you can, because you never know when you're going to, need that camera person or the sound person or something.
Right.
Networking is very important.
Yeah,
very important.
And be easy to work with. That's the main thing. If you're easy to work with, and you're going to be hired again. That's all there is to it.
And trust me, folks, Tucky hires people. She knows what she's talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, man. 2,000 applicants. Wow. Everybody wants to be a star. That's great.
I'm glad.
Well, that's cool, man. That is very cool. Now, were all the actors, or actresses, I should say, were they all from the local area there? No.
So Amanda is New York, based out of New York. Ronnie is in Louisville, Kentucky, but she does stuff everywhere, all over the country. The girl who played Dove, I found her, she's from Raleigh, North Carolina. And then the girl who played Ryan is a Chicago actress. So the casting of 2,000 people, that was worldwide.
But see, here's the other thing, especially with independent film, these ladies were willing to travel, for it and whatnot, multiple times, I'm sure.
Everybody
and
came
that's
twice.
That's a big thing, that's a very big deal.
There's a hotel that's about two blocks from my house. It's a Marriott, and so they all stayed together. I couldn't believe it. But it was like they were just staying right next to me. And I have a friend who worked there, and he was getting them fruit every day and taking care of them because he works at the Marriott. And so he was taking care of them while they were there. And they said it was like movie summer camp. So they were staying over there, and then they could just walk right on over to my house, and we shot about half the scenes in my house, and so they could just walk right on over and do their scenes. And then when it was time to go to bed, we just drive them, the 3 minutes it took to get there.
There you go. Uh-huh. Fantastic. And now your house can be registered as a historic monument, a historic property. Because it was used in a film, and how about that?
I can do
it's
tours
famous now.
And charge people for the tours.
That's right. Mm-hmm. The rent's going to go up now. Great.
Right.
Oh, man. That's awesome, though. I mean, this is, you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, making an independent film, I mean, this is, you're on shoestring budgets usually, and, you've got these people, they've come from out of town, and it has to happen. It has to happen. And what a lot of people don't realize, and I learned this just from doing my show and talking to film people, is a lot of independent films won't even see the light of day. There's a good chance that this will wind up on a shelf or whatnot. Your film did not. Not only did it see the light of day, it saw it twice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. I dig
right,
it.
Plus, I have
dig
to,
it.
When they do a director's cut of it, you know, and so that can come out. So it will be reborn
absolutely.
Again.
Absolutely. Well, it'll be the 5-year anniversary or something, or the 2-year
yeah,
anniversary.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We'll do it quickly.
Good idea.
Let me ask you, with the pandemic and whatnot, I mm-hmm. you know, everybody's like us, I'm sure, streaming. Believe me, man, we have watched some weird stuff. just
me too.
Because, you know, we've watched everything else.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. My wife loved the Tiger King. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
Okay.
Oh man, I can't believe the amount of press that guy got. I'm like, really, this guy's in jail? That popular? Oh my God. I'm working my tail off here. Come on, man. But no, do you think that the pandemic maybe lent itself to the, you know, the views and whatnot that you're getting now with Girl Scene?
Oh, well, I mean, the pandemic started pretty, I mean, compared to when the movie came out, it started pretty recently, and it didn't really affect the views. I think it's only
I gotcha.
Like really recent stuff that's getting the bump. So it that's why I want to put new stuff out there. Once I put new stuff out there, yes, the pandemic will cause it to do better. I hate saying that, but yeah, that's just the situation.
Right. Well, it's true though. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, man, your Facebook page, I haven't checked Instagram, but the Facebook page, you got 91,000 likes. There are people that
really?
Would pull their hair out for that kind of likes. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
I didn't even know that.
It's
oh my God. Imagine if I actually put effort
into
it.
A lot of people. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Me.
Oh, great.
See, there
I'm
you
glad
go.
To hear that.
Well, you know, it's a good
great.
Page. I suggest we have links to all of this, ladies and gentlemen, on our show page. And when this is converted to a podcast, those links will follow however you're listening to the podcast. You can click right on it and get there. And, you know, I suggest you like and follow and all of that. And share. Hit that share button. Doesn't cost anything. And if you're into something, chances are your friends are going to be into it, too, because, you know, that's... That's how Facebook works, you know, that's really all that is, you know, people into the same type of stuff. Very, very cool. Well, you know, Tucky, you're kicking ass and taking names. I'm very inspired and impressed, and I can't wait to see more, you know.
Oh, thank you.
You make it all look
thank
so
you
easy.
So much.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not.
Oh, now, are you currently writing any new stuff?
No, no, I'm not, because I mean it's going to be a while before anybody's going to be able
Tiger
to make
King.
Anything. Am I what? Right.
I said
am
you're
I
busy
Tiger
watching
King?
The Tiger King. No, no,
no,
watching
no.
It.
It's just I don't think
you.
People realize how close you are when you have to be on a movie set. It's that you know. Okay, you see that the actors are close to each other, but what people don't realize is there are a whole bunch of crew members that are also really, really close. So, I mean, honestly, I think it's going to be 2 or 3 years before anything can go into production again.
Really? Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I didn't know that. You're the first person, I think, to be honest about that, because everybody else I'm talking to, they're like, oh, yeah, it should be pretty quick. I'm like, I don't think so, man. I don't
know. No,
no,
you just
you
have
know.
To look at,
I was just,
you know, you just have to look at pandemics in the past, and it, you know, for it to begin to phase out, it's going to be 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm.
Right. Absolutely.
And everybody,
I was just reading an article
that.
About
like, but something might happen. I'm like, well, yeah, something might happen, but realistically, that's what we that's what we have to look at, you know. And then
UFOs
even if it's
can
two
land.
Years, people,
they might. Don't hold your breath.
Right. And you know, that's just the world we're looking at right now. I think it's going to be great for animated content. That's going to do really well. And then as soon as people can start doing stuff again, indies are going to have a little bit of an advantage because, well, maybe mine don't, but other indies are going to have an advantage because they come out quicker. Whereas, like, a quote, Hollywood film takes much longer to put together. I think as soon as the walls start coming down and people can start breathing on each other again, literally, then indies are going to have this huge rise in people watching them because that's going to be, you know, for 2 or 3 years, the only new content that's created.
Right. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's some good stuff out there. I, you know, just doing my show, you know, yeah, we've had some zany stuff on the show and whatnot, some zany independent films. That's always going to be the case. You know, you're going to have some fun stuff. But at the same time, for every zany one we've had some really interesting dramas and stuff that have been on that's art. You know, it's like, wow, this is really cool. This makes me think. You know, I love seeing the little shot in the arm that independent film can get, because I think it's needed. You know, it's often overlooked. I don't know. Me personally, I can only watch so many superhero movies. You know, I like them. Don't get me wrong, but
yeah, I understand. Yeah. I feel the same way.
It's true. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Elvay Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Well, that's awesome. That's very cool. So how have you been doing, you know, personally during the pandemic? How has that changed your, I'm sure that's a dumb question. Of course it has. What have you been doing to keep busy?
To keep busy? Well, I'm not keeping busy. I think I've just been learning what I can about epidemiology. I'm learning what I can about epidemiology and what to expect. And I'm, which is not fun. You're not going to get the answers you want to hear. And
right.
You know, I watched the Jerry Seinfeld special came out. It was so funny. He meant this as a compliment to women. He said, "Us guys, we go to bed. Women, they're up all night researching."
I saw that. It's kind
right.
of true,
it
though.
Was, he talked about men and women, but he was very positive about women. But it's true. We're up all night, so that's what I've been doing. I've been researching epidemics and what we can look forward to, actually not look forward to, and you know, looking up the politics of the whole thing.
It's crazy.
I highly suggest people don't look it up and stay blissfully unaware of what's actually going on.
Right. Ignorance is bliss sometimes.
Oh,
well,
my goodness,
to a point,
yeah.
You know, you want to be safe, and you want to, your family and friends and whatnot, you don't want to. I tell you, though, it's zany in my world. I'd have to, I have to take a break from social media. Well, you know, we've become friends on there. I don't know if you've seen any of this stuff. I sometimes get sucked into it, and then I'm like, you know, and I don't have – I'm at that age where I'm looking forward to the next 5 years of my life because statistically, supposedly, I'm going to stop caring so much and being
oh, great.
Passionate. you know, if people don't use a blinker, I won't lose it, and my blood pressure won't go through the roof.
Great.
I'm not there yet. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, I get sucked into it. Yeah. Oh, I haven't called anybody an idiot, but I've thought it. You know, very true.
It's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's funny. My wife called the other day, and she's like, I can tell by the tone of your voice. You've been on social. I'm like, yeah. She goes, get off the computer.
Oh,
you know,
oh, you've got to push it away.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I have to, too. We got a dog. I have a dog now, and when I get worked up, the dog gets worked up. It feeds off, you know, your energy, I guess. And, you know, either that or we're going to have to get the dog a muzzle or something. It's terrible.
Oh, poor baby.
Oh, yeah. It's bad. But I'm trying to keep it together. And,
it's,
you know,
hard,
it's
a
doing
hard
the show.
Time.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, one of the things I like about my show is for 3 or 4 times a week, I get to meet people like you, be inspired, and hang out with people that are doing things, you know, not talking about
right.
it, but actually knocking stuff
right.
out. And
right. Yeah. It's unusual
so cool.
in this business that people put stuff out. I'm happy that people are able to actually watch the stuff I do. As opposed to just
well,
hearing
very,
about
very
it.
Cool. Right, right. Well, again, and like I said, everybody, you know, leave a good review. Watch the film and write what you think. You know, it doesn't have to be a good review. Just, you know, if you dig something, and it's not just Tucky. It's all films if you're watching something. Leave that review,
mm-hmm.
Especially
mm-hmm.
independent films. It that helps with the metrics of it, I mean. So much, you know, and share it with your friends and whatnot. Help get the word out. It's very,
thank
very
you.
Cool.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank
well,
you for
Tucky.
That. A thing I do is if I ever review a movie on IMDb or Amazon or wherever, I always give it 5. I mean, unless it's really terrible. But if it's a movie that I just kind of like, I always give it 5 stars anyway. And then I can write underneath the review what I maybe really think, but I always give it 5 stars because I think, well, maybe it just wasn't for me, but maybe other people like it.
Right.
And, right. But then I write in the review what I really think, but I just think it's good to be positive and send those positive vibes out there.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I know
and
that whatever the movie
very...
is, whatever the movie is, somebody put their heart into it and put everything they had into it. And so
absolutely.
That alone deserves 5 stars.
Absolutely. And you bring up a fantastic point, too, of things not being for everybody. You know, it was I remember a couple years ago, it was on Facebook or something. Everybody was complaining about Justin Bieber and a friend of mine
okay.
who was in this 80s band. They had a very couple popular, really big hits. I don't want to say who it was. But anyway, he posted on this guy's comment or he commented on this guy's post, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, you're 45 years old and you're getting worked up over Justin Bieber music, man. This is made for 16-year-old girls. This ain't for you. You know, my
right.
dog loves dog food. You probably wouldn't like it because it's not made
mm-hmm.
for you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
Right.
And it sounds like a lot of these people that were writing those negative reviews, you know, they could take a note from that. You know, this movie wasn't for them. Okay, fine. It isn't like there's 14 billion other movies out there you could watch, but go find one that is. There, we solved your problem, you know?
Yeah.
You don't have
well,
to drag
I mean,
a girl through the
it's
mud.
It's not pornography, so that's an easy problem to solve. If you're expecting pornography and you didn't get it, don't leave a bad review.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just because a gal is I shouldn't say gal, just because a lady is, you know, attractive and whatnot and hanging out with other attractive people doesn't mean they made the movie for you. So that's all I'm saying, you know.
Well, I made the movie for everybody, but I'm just not for people who are looking for something dirty. How about that?
Right. That's much. See how much more eloquent Tucky is than I am? You knew what I would say. Oh, very good. Very good. Tucky, it has been a pleasure having you on. I am so glad.
Oh, it's been a pleasure being here.
Yeah, and my other thing before I let you go, though, I want to mention, we talked about it off mic, your soundtrack is fantastic on this. For those who don't know, huge retro new wave, vaporwave fan. Yeah, I mean,
it's 80s music, but it's new. So it's new music, but it's like it has the 80s sound. It's called retrowave. It's its own genre, and it's new and emerging, and I have the most amazing artists contributed to the soundtrack, and it was a lot of hard work to get them, but I did, and I'm just so happy.
Did you know
them
beforehand?
That... No. No, I didn't know any of them.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know anybody. I just emailed them and said, hey, I have a movie.
Those people geeked out. They're I'm going to be in a movie.
Oh, well,
you knew
I mean,
they did.
I mean, like, I got Clayton, which, I don't know. You might have to be super into music. But I got Clayton who in it, and that was, like, huge. He's amazing, and his management was amazing working with me. And so that ended up being the theme song, A Thousand Years. And but, I mean, there were some other really great artists. Can I just name them in no particular order? Betamax, Night Run 87, and DHS Dreams. Those guys are amazing. I love them. They've kind of become friends now. We like each other's stuff on Instagram, and they're just really cool guys.
Awesome.
I love that they were so generous in giving of their music to this project, and I think that they like it too, because there's that really goofy love scene with Bridget and Dove, which that's a story, but it's kind of goofy, and we used a song from Night Run 87, and I wrote to him. I was like terrified that he wouldn't like it, that it was used for such a goofy thing. Oh, he loved it, and I said he could put it on YouTube, and he did. He put that clip on YouTube, and I love that somebody loved their music being used that way.
That's awesome. It's, you know, it's funny, a lot of my listeners know after I do a show, when I'm doing the post-production of it, you know, adding the commercials and cleaning anything up or whatnot, you know, like loud drinks of water. I'm kidding you. I'm teasing you,
Puppy.
Nobody even heard that. But no, I will post. I usually post a video or something of whatever music I have on here in my art studio when I'm working. And I'm going to find that link that you're talking about, and that'll be the music of the night when I'm editing the show here. So there you go.
Great.
That's a great track. I know exactly the one you're talking about. Yeah, I'm going to be getting in touch with these guys and try to get them on the show, because they are cool, turned up to 10. Man, they are awesome. It is a very cool soundtrack, and I wish there was a CD out of it. That's all I'm saying. There needs to be, you know, just planning
that CD
there for you.
Oh, gosh, so many releases. But there's a Spotify playlist if you want to look it up.
Oh, there you go.
You just have to look up Girl Girl Scene soundtrack, and all the songs are on there.
Oh, fantastic. Well, maybe I'll be posting that instead. Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
I'll be painting a lot to that soundtrack, I can tell you right now.
It's a great soundtrack.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Well, you know, we're up against the time. I know I kept you a little longer than I said I would, but you're fascinating to talk to. And, you know, I'm so glad you came on the show and took time out of your schedule and whatnot. I really appreciate it. And, you know, you're welcome back anytime, you know.
Oh, thank you.
We can talk about
it. It's so great to talk to you and
stuff.
So much fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you're having fun.
Oh, yeah. Always. Always. And it's hard not to, you know.
Yeah, right.
You know, one of the cool things I just thought about talking to you, one of the great things I like about Kentucky in general, I have visited friends in Cincinnati, right there on the border of Kentucky. And made the mistake of buying vodka on the Cincinnati side of the river. And that was a terrible mistake.
Yeah.
Froze in the freezer. It was bad. I'm like, that's not supposed to happen.
Oh.
Everybody said, go across the bridge to Kentucky. That's where the good stuff is.
Yeah. There's some good stuff here.
Absolutely. Well, that's very cool. Well, I can't wait to see more of your work and whatnot. I'm going to be checking out Dagger Kiss, which sounds very, very cool. So that's going to be my next little binge.
Yeah, it's also on Amazon. You can check it out. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh,
and I'll be leaving
with
you for it as well.
If you like the movie, you'll really like – if your wife liked the movie, she'll really like the series.
Oh, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Well, you know, she's into all that, man. She's got the whole – DVDs of I forget the show with Shane and everybody she's always talking about.
The L word.
Yes. Should we have, I don't know, it's like a whole big thing on our CDs area on our CD shelf dedicated to
that. That's great. I love it.
There you go. Anywho. And the Clown Nightmare, I'm seeing that. That's got to be interesting.
Yeah, that's great. It's become huge in Italy.
Really?
It's a very, very, very popular film in Italy. Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
And the guy who is DP and editor on Girl Scene is the one who did Clown Nightmare. I mean,
fantastic.
It's huge in Italy.
See?
Yeah, I mean, look it up. It's just extraordinarily popular in that country. It's wonderful that it's been such a huge success. I mean,
do you play a clown in it, or what is your role like now?
Clowns attacking
you.
Yours.
Do.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
I'm not a clown.
That's a horrible thought.
Being attacked.
Oh. Okay.
One of the people saving the planet from the clowns, but
gotcha.
It's just been so. I mean, it's not in Italian or anything, but I mean, it's being translated into Italian. It's just unbelievable that
they like
it over there. Yeah.
Now, have you seen or any scenes like, did they find someone whose voice kind of matches your look or whatnot, I wonder?
I don't know if it's been dubbed yet. I don't know. I don't know how it works. And it was being translated, like, with the captions, but I don't know if it's going to be dubbed.
Maybe it's just subtitle.
I mean, this was just a few weeks ago that it became a huge hit. We're all just kind of like, whoa, what do we do with this?
You're going to be going to Italy before you know it. You know? After everything calms down, that's not the place
right now.
Oh, man. Well, fantastic. Congratulations. That's awesome, man. That is
very
cool.
Well, congratulations to Ned for putting it together. I mean, it's his movie, so good for him.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. See? Surround yourself with good people. Good things happen.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, folks, we're right up against the time. I've kept Tucky long enough. It's a Tuesday night there in Lexington. She's probably, you know, going out on the town. You know, no.
Oh, right.
The pandemic's happening. She's inside for the night.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, fantastic, Tucky. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm going to stay right in touch with you, and I can't wait to see, your next project and whatnot when things settle down.
Okay, great. That'll be fantastic. I look forward to it.
Awesome. Well, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. This show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms. We're also on all the podcasting platforms. I have no idea how this, that there was so many. We're on like 250-something of them. The big one, of course, is Apple Podcasts. They used to call it iTunes, but there's so many podcasts now. They rebranded that division into Apple Podcasts. So if you're listening to the show on Apple Podcasts or on any of the platforms there, hello from the past. Do me a quick favor. Hit that ratings and review like we were talking about, because that keeps us up at the top of the page. And boy, does it just really annoy all of my ex-girlfriends. No, I'm kidding. They probably don't even know about it. But what it does do is our advertisers answer the phone when I call. So that's nice. Checks come in on time. It's fantastic. Well, we will be back tomorrow afternoon, actually. We're going to be talking to a director of a really interesting horror film called Don't Run. He made this or directed it, I should say. It's very interesting. I watched this the other night, and it's about a timid kid who I don't want to give too much away, but there's a demon monster thing in his house, and he has issues, and he's having issues with kids in the neighborhood and stuff. And it's that's all I want to say at this point, because I don't want to give too much of it away, because I want you all to see it. But it's also on Amazon Prime, and so we'll be talking with the director tomorrow afternoon on that, 2 o'clock Eastern on the here on the East Coast, and of course that's 11 a.m. out on the West Coast, and I don't know, 7 o'clock in England, where we're getting a lot of listeners as well. So, you know, we will see you then. Have a good night, everybody. And again, Tucky Williams, we not only do we have links up to, you know, the Amazon Prime, YouTube, Facebook, all that, we've got all of Tucky's links as well. So you can follow her on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and, you know, her very cool website, which I like a lot. So we will see you later. Check those out. And have a good night, everybody. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.